like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses. We're saving jobs. We're saving our community. Now, if I save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. We'll just call that icing on the cake. Because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. So if you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, just turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, because we are on a mission. That's right. We're on a mission on here, trying to build some economic empowerment, trying to put people to work, trying to create these jobs. And I tell you, the best way to do that, the key to economic empowerment, is to start a successful business. I'm going to say that until I'm hoarse, until I'm blue in the face, because there's some truth to it, ladies and gentlemen. We got a, we're actually on the day after Independence Day. Yesterday was 4th of July, which is traditionally we called Independence Day. But I do have a little challenge with some of the things that we tend to confuse independence and freedom by some of the traditional methods, when we really should be shooting for economic independence and freedom. I call it freedom from economic oppression, and we talked about that last week. And I use an example that if we don't get out from under some of these material trappings and put our stock into building businesses and vehicles that accumulate wealth, we're kind of building prisons to put ourselves in with this debt, with this uncontrolled spending, with just kind of sometimes just downright foolishness. So what we've decided this week, while the country is focusing on independence and freedom, I'm focusing on economic freedom and freedom from economic oppression. And the best way to do that, of course, is with a successful business. Now, if you don't have a successful business, it's almost like, what's the use? What's the purpose? We don't just do businesses for business's sake. We have to make these businesses successful. And in order to make a business successful, you must engage in a marketing effort. There is no way around that. Some people say, hey, well, look, marketing costs money. Well, not necessarily. If you understand how marketing works, you can really do some marketing before you spend a dime on advertising, because marketing is a strategic. It's about identifying your audience. It's about making sure you have the right products and services. It's about making sure you have the right distribution channels. It's about then selecting the right advertising vehicles based on those parameters I just laid out. So first of all, let me thank everybody for tuning in today. Hope you had a safe holiday. A lot of people are off work today, so this is a good way to spend your Friday morning. I'd like to welcome everybody listening in by Radio One. We are broadcasting live right outside of Washington, D.C. in the illustrious Radio One studio in Silver Spring, Maryland. I'd like to thank the people that make this show possible. Of course, starting with Dr. Kathy Hughes, who's the CEO of Radio One, and all the folks included, down to the engineer who's over there pushing the buttons and giving me the high five over there. So I'd like to welcome everybody. Thank you. Thank you for making this show possible. I'd like to thank you listeners also. We're going on 10 years of being on the air, and that is that's a real milestone. That's quite an accomplishment. And but we couldn't have done it without a great listening audience, people who've supported us, people who have come on the show as guests, people who have a great lineup of co-hosts. And then the people on Facebook, people who are tuning in on Facebook Live. I see Mr. Darrell Spears, who's also been a guest on the show. He has his own platform, Business Connections, and he's been a great motivator and very instrumental in the show's success, because he's actually introduced me to quite a few people who've been guests and co-hosts on the show. It's about networking. It's about building your network. Your network. Some people say your network determines your net worth. Also, people like Candace Camille, another person who's been very supportive of the show. She's been a guest host, and she's doing some great things out there in the community. She's doing that Plank Nation. She's planking every time I see her. She's also involved in some very successful business enterprises. She's the Wellologist, And it's people like that who have made this show what it is today. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Because believe it or not, by embracing people like Daryl and Candace and my co-hosts, Tisha and Wena and Falashade and Danny and all the ones that have come and gone before, you are helping me. You're helping free me from economic oppression. Not because the show is making me any money. It's because it enriches my exposure to people like them, to people that can actually move the needle for me. We call those people stakeholders. And so anytime I can do anything that anybody's helping me increase my exposure, putting me in front of stakeholders that can actually enrich my experience as a business owner, as an instructor, as an author, as a radio host, then I'm going to say thank you. So I'm going to spend a lot of time today thanking people for helping me become economically free. Because that's really what we should all be aspiring for. We want to be free. We are tired of folks controlling our purse strings. We are tired of people telling us what to do, telling us how much money we can make, how many hours we have to work. That's not freedom. Now, on this day after 4th of July, I hope some people took my advice from last week and took stock and ask yourself, are you doing enough to free yourself from economic oppression? That means getting those credit scores right, getting those investments right. But my focus, as well as on this show, is to make sure we get our businesses profitable. We got to start them, and then we have to make them profitable. And therein lies one of the missions of this show. I started this show with a mission of, people used to tell me, so look, I can't afford to advertise. And that's why I can't hire a guy like Robert Gatewood to help them market. Well, what you're basically telling me is that you don't plan to be in business very long. Because the first thing you told me is that you don't understand marketing, because marketing is not only about advertising. Marketing and advertising is a component of marketing. There are other things you got to do in marketing. You got to understand who your audience is. You got to understand what your products and services are. What are your distribution channels? Are your pricing in line with your audience? So, and then only then can you move from marketing into start to advertising. So we got a lot of work to do. And so once I realized that people could not afford advertising and did not understand what marketing was, that was another driving force behind my starting the Marketing Pulpit radio show. And we've made some great strides. We've met some great people, and we're continuing to nip away at this big problem that we have in our community by not having enough successful businesses. I shop in my community. I really do. Every opportunity I get, I support the businesses in my community. I have my money over at Industrial Bank, even though I have to drive 5 miles out of the way to make my deposits. It's inconvenient. But inconvenience is not, it's never been our, think about folks during the Montgomery bus boycott. Do you think those folks were worrying about convenience? We have to sacrifice. We have to make some mental adjustments if we plan to be competitors in this market, in this marketplace. How many immigrant groups have to come to this country and pass us by before we finally wake up and realize that we're doing something wrong? We can do this. And if I have my way, that's why this mouthpiece is so important. We have to have a mouth. We have to have people out here trumpeting this, making sure that the message gets out, that we have to support our businesses, and we have to make those businesses successful when the people decide to do it. Everybody's not meant to be a business owner. So let's get that straight, too. Some people just, and there's nothing wrong with that. But that does not let you off the hook. That means you have to be more vigilant and determined to support those people who are making that step. So, according to Candace, we have to make that sacrifice and that mental adjustment. And that is so true. So a lot of this is mental. We have to look inward every now and then to make sure that we're doing this the right way. And that's why I want you to join me Now, the number here is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. My company is Gatewood Marketing and Web. I am a business developer by trade. I'm also an author. I'm a professor at Prince George's Community College. So I've been doing this for a moment. My company, Gatewood Marketing and Web, we have been very instrumental in helping companies get off the ground, build their web presence, build their social media presence, identifying their audience, writing their business plans, their marketing plans, and so forth. And I can help you, too, if you have some questions. Just call my office, 301-839-2836, and set up a free appointment. Just come on out. Let's sit down and talk about it, kick it for a minute, and just see what you're trying to do. There is no fee for that. And you can walk away from that free consultation without spending a dime, but you could pick up one valuable nugget that could change the trajectory of your company. That number again is 301-839-2836, or you can go to Gatewood Marketing and just fill out that form for a free consultation. Just come on out and talk to me. And I'm glad I'll talk to anybody, because this is bigger than me trying to just make a buck. Our community needs, whether it's me, and there's some other very talented marketing people out there, it doesn't have to be me, but just make sure that before you go out here and make the mistakes that many have, thinking that, well, I'm trying to save some money, save some time, and next thing you know, 3 or 4 years later, here you go, going out of business, when you could have gotten this information. And if you do nothing else, just tune into the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show every Friday at 10:30 a.m. That's why we give out great information. Now, later in the show, we're going to have Teacher Hillman. She's one of my co-hosts. She comes on the first Friday of every month. And she's going to talk about how engaging the legal system can create the change that you want to see in the world. I call Teacher the non-lawyer lawyer, because she's more about the people than the legal system itself. And so I'm glad to have her as one of our co-hosts. I'm going to talk about why it is so hard to succeed in business at the 10:45 hour. And at the 11:15 hour, I'm going to talk about influencer marketing. People have heard about it. They got a kind of a vague understanding of what influencer marketing is, but they're not quite understanding what it's all about. So I'm going to talk about influencer marketing and talk about two stories in the news that kind of drove this point home. The number here at the station is 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. And thank you again, everybody who's watching. I see Brother Leon there down in North Carolina. So say hello to all the folks in North Carolina who are listening, all the folks from Livingstone College who are listening, all the people in the Washington, D.C. area who are listening. And I just want to thank everybody for tuning in and making this show a success. We're going to take a quick break in a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the items in the news. We're going to talk about why it's so hard to start a business and succeed in business. You may think some of these things that you're experiencing, you may think are unique to you. You're going to realize that many people are experiencing the exact same thing, and how we can overcome some of those obstacles. And also, we're going to talk about influencer marketing. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. The number is 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. And if you ever lose your way and you're not sure what the number is or need more information, always go to marketingpulpit.com. We have the information right there on the homepage. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after the break.
For news that's close to home. Listen, WOL News Talk 1450 AM and 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL traffic and weather update is sponsored by KFC. 95 in Maryland southbound. As you're down from Laurel, there was some debris reported in the roadway near the ICC, mostly confined to the right shoulder, but you may find something in the right lane. Stay over to the left as you head past 198 southbound on 95. After that, you're good down to College Park. Around the Beltway right now, no major delays. 295 also looking good right now in both directions with a light volume of traffic. Generally today, hurry down to the nearest KFC to try the new Cheetos sandwich. It's only available for a limited time. The future has bright orange fingers, folks, and it's still finger-licking good. Now your WOL weather forecast for today. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s. More showers overnight tonight down to 75. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning, and then more thunderstorms in the afternoon. And a high tomorrow around 90 degrees. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
All right, folks, I'm over here trying to adjust after all that good old hot dog. And, you know, sometimes we kind of confused as a community on what to do at 4th of July. We got Juneteenth we want to celebrate. And we say, well, do we really want to celebrate a country that enslaved us and held us in bondage? And we had the thing with Colin Kaepernick and the Betsy Ross flag and all that stuff going on. You know, I know there is no one, there is no uniform or global answer to that. That's why I always say when you get lost, look inside your heart. What is it? What is your purpose? What are you trying to do? And sometimes you have to let these external things go and not worry about what other folks think about you, feel about you. If you don't want to stand up or salute the flag, if you want to sit up and salute the flag, if you want a red, white and blue headband, where's your heart? That's what's important to me. Where's your heart? What's your purpose? What are you doing to help folks? What are you doing to help move the needle? What are you doing for the community? To me, that's more important than all these extraneous things. So I know it's tough to navigate this. I know when President Obama was president, man, I was about ready to pull out a flag and start waving it. Then after that, it's like, I don't know. It's getting a little harder, getting complicated again. So anyway, wherever you are, I'm glad you made it through the 4th, and that however you celebrate, with whomever you celebrate, I want to say thank you for joining me this morning. We're going to talk about a few news items, and you're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. We're here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. We bring you the good marketing gospel. If you want to join the conversation, call us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. At 11 o'clock, we're going to have Teacher Hillman. She's going to be joining us, talking about how you can engage the legal system to create the change you want to see in the world. That sounds kind of deep to me. We're going to talk about these influencers coming up at 11:15, influencer marketing, which has really gotten very popular. We're going to talk about that. But before we get to that, though, I get people talking to me about business in general. And they keep hearing these horror stories about people starting a business and then a year later they're out of business, how hard it is to be in business. Well, I think hard is one of those relative terms. It's hard to do a lot of things. But sometimes the harder the thing is to do, the more important it is it's going to be for you in the long run, or the more valuable it's going to be. And when we look at business and we break down some of the, we call them barriers to entry. Business itself is a barrier to entry. It's a barrier to economic success, to prosperity. That's a barrier in itself. But there are barriers that prevent you from getting to that. And that's why sometimes people might think it's hard to be in business. But with anything, it's about corralling resources, networking, bringing people together, and taking these obstacles and overcoming them one at a time. When we look at them in their totality, they can become overwhelming. Well, I'm going to go down this list, and you're going to say, oh my goodness, I don't see how anybody can make it in business, or why would anybody try with these type of obstacles facing them? But we call this barriers to entry, but I can also consider them barriers to success, because once you get in, the barrier is high for the next person coming in behind you. And that's why big companies succeed. That's why when people buy a franchise, they go out and spend $2.5 billion. That is a very high barrier to entry. It's one of those things that if everybody could do it, then it wouldn't be a big barrier and it wouldn't be as successful. So if you're in a business where everybody can do it and it's easy to do, we don't have a high barrier to entry, but you also have you're faced with high competition because just about anybody can do it. So let's talk about why is it so hard to succeed in business. These are some of the things you have to think about. Advertising is the number one reason that people do not succeed in business. Advertising and lack thereof. if people don't know about your service, if they can't find you, if they don't understand you, if they don't, can't figure out your brand, you will not succeed in business. You must advertise. Full stop. Don't overthink this. Now, what you have to do, however, as I stated earlier, you have to understand marketing. Make sure you're advertising to the right audience. Understand the demographics. Understand the geographics. Understand the psychographics. But you must advertise. If you're not advertising, you will not succeed in business. Period. And there's more than one type of advertising. As we're going to talk about later on, we're going to talk about influencer. So you must advertise. It's not a matter of if you should or not, it's a matter of what type of advertising you may decide to embark upon. And that's where you come to talk to a marketing guy like myself and help you figure and sort that out. That's one reason that some people think it's hard to do business and hard to succeed in business. The other one is capital. Some people may call that money, but not necessarily. You need capital for equipment, buildings, supplies, inventory, payroll, and this advertising we talked about. Do not believe, I don't care what people tell you, do not believe you can start a business with no money. Because if no other reason, you have to advertise it. And advertising is not free. So however you get that money, and we can do a whole show on how to get this money, but you have to have some type of money to fund your business. Some people bootstrap it. I am not one of these folks to tell people to go out here and quit their job tomorrow and fly without a net. I say hang on to that money as long as you can and use that money to fund your dream, to power that those aspirations that you have. I also want to welcome to the studio today the illustrious, the talented, the erudite attorney, Teacher Hellman. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I always appreciate these amazing amazing introductions. So somebody ain't want me to be here today. I had all kind of trouble getting here today.
Girl, you help it. See, that's what it was. We're talking about barriers. Matter of fact, that's probably contextualizing what we talk about. When something is hard, it's more valuable. See, if you just drove in here with no traffic, you probably wouldn't appreciate it. People wouldn't appreciate you as much. Mm. But you walked through fire to get here today. Ha! Somebody know what I'm talking about.
You already know.
Well, welcome to the show, teacher.
Thank you.
Why don't you do this quickly? I'm already talking about barriers to entry. Reintroduce yourself to our audience and let people know who you are, please.
So, again, my name is Tisha Hillman, and by profession, I'm an attorney practicing in Maryland. I do family law, criminal law, and personal injury primarily, but I do other things as well. And I have several other ventures that I am happy to talk about, but I'm glad we're talking about barriers because, you know, Independence Day means freedom from barriers in my book.
Girl, you bringing that independence up in here. That's why I like teaching. I've told them also, I talked about you before you got here, by the way. I said, teacher's not your lawyer's lawyer. She's like on the other side. It's like, wait a minute, teacher, aren't you supposed to be on this side with the big old thick books and telling folks how you're going to lock them up and all these rules you got to jump through? She's like, no. I hope I'm not mischaracterizing you, but you're not your typical attorney. And I think we need more people like you because the system, I think in some cases, the system needs some adjustment and needs some tweaking. And what you're going to talk about later on, please let us know what you're going to talk about later on.
Well, I want to talk to the people about how to actually make your government work for you. Because, again, as we celebrate this nation's independence, we have a Declaration of Independence that states what our powers and our rights should be. And my thing is, do we have those powers or not? Because if we do, then what are we doing as people to engage our government as we the people? Because we are the people.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Girl, I can't wait for that. That's coming up, ladies and gentlemen, in the next segment at 11 o'clock. You're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gate with your host. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We're talking about barriers to entry today and also have attorney Teacher Hillman here. Have a couple of interns over here who won't get on the camera. Bless their hearts. I will give their name, though. Chris and Zena, two very talented people that are, they're really going to make their mark in the world. I had the pledge of riding over here with them. I just love our youth and the energy and excitement they bring. Oh, my goodness, this is just good stuff. So hopefully that we can shed some, open some doors for them and help them see, expose them to some of the things that are happening out here in the world. And we have to do that more often, people. You folks out here, you successful people, take some of these young folks under your wings and show them the way. If you're not, you don't have to necessarily force them into your line of work, but let them be exposed to all these great things out here and opportunities. We're talking about barriers to entry and why it's so hard to succeed in business. We talked about advertising. We talked about capital. Here's one of the big ones, folks. It's resources. Who controls the resources? Oh, my goodness. Mm. Anybody thinking about getting in the hair business, you need to talk to me first. I know many folks in the hair field. I've launched some hair companies. I'll help launch some hair companies, and it is not what you think it is. There is a really control on the resources, and I've seen too many people jump out here not knowing that. They got a nice, cute name. They did a few braids in the basement. Now they think they're ready. You need to talk to somebody. I'm telling you.
So you mean it's not all mane and tail?
That's good. So it can be hard, but you get the resources and you get to the right people, it can be easy. Not necessarily easy, but it can be less hard. Customer loyalty is a problem. When you're trying to go into an industry and somebody got all the customers locked in because they've been out there so much longer and their brand is so strong, it's going to be harder. And we're coming up on a break, too. I'm going to quickly go through a couple of more. Economies of scale. Learn that term, economies of scale. If you're paying $10 for a product to sell on the shelf to somebody and your competition is buying that same product for $2 because they're buying more of them, you're going to have a problem. It becomes hard to succeed in business. Government regulations can keep you out of business. Intellectual property can keep you out of business. Predatory pricing, research and development, vertical integration, education, experience, and expertise. These are things that you may or may not have on your side when you decide to go into business. I would say it's better to have those items on your side, but if you don't have them, there are ways around it. It takes three legs to hold up a table, okay? But if you pull away some of these legs, it's going to fall, but there are things that you can put under here to help hold up that business. We're going to take a quick break. This is The Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gabe, your host. Have also attorney, Teacher Hillman. The number is 1-800-450-7876. We're going to be right back after the break talking about the legal system and attorney, Teacher Hillman, Marketing Pulpit. Be right back after the break.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
Good morning, folks. I'm Earl Kirk. Here's the latest from News1.com, brought to you by KFC.
Hurry down to the nearest KFC to try the new Cheetos sandwich. It's only available for a limited time. The future has bright orange fingers, folks, and it's still finger-licking good.
President Trump celebrates America on Independence Day with a patriotic speech.
On this day, 243 years ago, our founding fathers pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to declare independence and defend our God-given rights.
Trump spoke at the Salute to America event, attended by thousands in front of the Lincoln Memorial. He paid tribute to several important Americans, including abolitionist Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass, and civil rights icons Jackie Robinson and Clarence Henderson, who took part in that famous lunch counter sit-in in Greensboro, North Carolina in 1960. Henderson attended the big event. Two people are in custody after burning an American flag near the White House. It happened just before the big 4th of July celebration. A group called the Revolutionary Communist Party posted a video online showing protesters pushing and shoving each other as the flag burned. Several people, including two Secret Service agents, were reportedly treated for minor injuries. And hot dogs weren't the only thing on the menu for competitive eaters this week. On Wednesday, the D.C. area burger chain Z Burger held its 10th annual hamburger eating contest. Molly Schuyler won the event, scarfing down 32 burgers in just 10 minutes. That shatters her previous record of 27 burgers, which she set last year. It's the fifth time Schuyler has won that event. Nationals beat the Marlins 5-2. This report brought to you in part by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Download the Credit Karma app now. I'm Earl Kirk. When you're looking for news for Black America, go to news1.com.
WOL Washington, W240DJ Washington, 95.9, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
Get some more of it.
Doing the running man over here. These young folks don't understand that. You know, when you get to a certain age, you don't know what the name of dances are. That's when you know you've already passed your prime. I can't name one dance. I just know you pop your finger and move from side to side a little bit.
What was that called?
I don't know what that's called.
That's a two-step.
Anyway, folks, you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host, and we're here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. We bring you the good marketing gospel. I just want you to put down your hot dogs long enough to partake in this exciting show. Hope everybody had a wonderful holiday. Teacher Hellman is here with me today, and she's an attorney, and she brings great information to the airwaves. We're talking about also, we just did a quick segment on why it's so hard to be successful in business. I don't want to say that to kind of turn anybody off, because I want you to think about this barriers to entry for a minute. If it was easy, everybody would do it. But only a few are going to actually hurdle, you know, get over those hurdles and succeed. Don't give up because it's hard. You call people like me. That's what I do. Been doing this longer than some of you guys have been alive. If it's not me, get the help and the resources. Because it's hard, that's not a good excuse to not do it, okay? Matter of fact, that's more of a reason to do it. Because that means everybody else is not going to do it. You're going to have it all to yourself. All right, folks. This is the Marketing Pulp, and I'm Robert Gate with your host. 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We're declaring our independence from economic oppression today also. So one way to do that is with a successful business. And we've been trumpeting on that all month. And we're going to keep it going all month. That's going to be our theme for the month. Freedom from economic oppression. Having the studio, attorney Teacher Hillman. Also, go to marketingpulpit.com if you want to find out your other listening options. You want to find out how to contact me, find out more about the guests, people who've been on the show, listen to past shows. Go to marketingpulpit.com. Also, like us on Facebook. We're at Marketing Pulpit. Also, we're on Instagram at Marketing Pulpit. And we're on Twitter at Marketing Pulpit. We're all things Marketing Pulpit. I was having a conversation with one of my interns on the way over here, and she was like, she's not necessarily a big Facebook fan, but I was telling her, like I'm telling you, you don't have to be a big Facebook fan, an Instagram fan, or a Twitter fan, but if you're going to use it for good. Some folks sitting on the fence because they think you got to do it to do these all these crazy and nefarious things, watching girls pulling each other's hair out. I hate those videos. I got to take a picture of my IHOP meal and all this kind of stuff. No, you don't have to do that. But you can't ignore the fact that there are 2 billion folks on Facebook and 1 million on Instagram. And if you're trying to move product, brand, nurture, engage, then you may have to jump in there for that reason. And also depends on the audience you're trying to reach. So I like them. You can learn from everybody. And I had a very interesting conversation that was coming over here with my intern. They're very sharp people. I feel like the world is in good hands. The next generation is safe. And they're quiet. Anyway, TJ, what are you talking about today?
Well, you know, Robert, I want to talk about independence and what that actually looks like. And I'm glad you started talking about the barriers to freedom. Freudian slip, but the barriers to entry.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about it, even the word itself, bar.
Ooh.
Bar. The legal system. In order to become a lawyer, you must take the bar.
Pass the bar.
You have to go to law school and learn all this stuff that's basically useless.
That's a serious barrier to entry.
Then you pay thousands of dollars, in this day and age, and hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt to sit for an exam all day long for 2 days. And pass that just so that you can call yourself a master of laws, or I'm sorry, a doctor of laws.
It's so hard. Seems like they should be paying you to go through all that.
Right? But you know, here's the thing I look at it. Uh-huh. When anything, like you said, has value, right, there's always a barrier,
yes,
placed around it.
That is
this
so
is
true.
Why I tell my people the two most important things that you can do is to vote and not kill yourself,
mm,
and not kill each other.
Mm. Lord have
because
mercy.
If you understand that anything that you're being prevented from doing, you're being prevented from doing so for a reason, and that reason is usually not for your benefit.
Mm.
It's because it actually has value.
That's exactly right.
And so once we understand that voting is our power,
mm-hmm,
it is how we help to overcome the bar or the barrier to the understanding of the laws and the policies that govern the people.
Wow.
You understand the entire world.
Get out of here.
And so when we talk about 1776, we celebrated independence yesterday,
mm-hmm,
but the Declaration of Independence, and I had to read this again to make sure that I knew what I was talking about. Because I'm like, you would think that these things don't exist,
yeah,
but they do exist. And so I wonder if we actually believe that they apply or if we just see them as barriers to freedom.
Break it down.
So, you know, it talks about, as we know, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal,
mm-hmm,
that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Wow.
That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men,
mm,
deriving their powers from the consent of the governed.
Wow.
That whatever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness.
Mm.
Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and it goes on.
Right.
But this is what we celebrated yesterday.
Well,
we celebrated the fact that all men, all of us, are created equal by our Creator. And we claim to live in this Christian nation. And we were all created by the same God, so we say.
Right.
So do we believe that Declaration of Independence? And are we celebrating that or are we not?
Well, some people, I remember, and George Orwell wrote a book called Animal Farm.
Mm.
And he said one of the rules that they adopted was that all the animals are created equal. And when they started living when they took over the farmers, the house, and they started sleeping in the bed and eating out of the refrigerator, they said, well, all people are equal, but some are more equal than others.
Mm.
And I think that has been one of the things that has happened in the United States, is that some people have redefined equal, or they've distorted it so that equality does not apply to all.
But here's my thing. It's if we have these unalienable rights, it says if the government, it's to secure your rights.
Mm-hmm.
It's with the consent, the power that you use for your vote,
right,
as a citizen of these United States to vote,
mm-hmm,
to elect the person that you want to give legs to, right? Because we talk about government, it's holding up a table, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got three legs to hold up a table.
That's right.
The government is a body. It's a governing body that is comprised of the people. The people make up the United States. They're states that are comprised of people that are citizens, that are you.
Right.
And that's where the power lies. And you choose someone that you want to speak for you because it's called jurisdiction.
Wow.
It's someone who sets the law, who speaks for the law in that particular place.
Mm-hmm.
So when we vote, we're giving people our jurisdiction. We're giving them the ability to speak for us. And when they speak, they must speak with what's called jurisdiction. Prudence.
Mm.
You must be prudent in how you speak and how you apply the law.
Wow.
Because that's how you get justice.
Mm.
That's how you get justice. And if justice doesn't look like this, then justice is just us, but it's just us people.
Mm.
So it's not, you know, it's not about allowing yourself to be governed. You consent to be governed.
Mm.
So if you are the people, what is your government that you've elected as your mouthpiece? What is it saying?
So you get out of the passive into the proactive part of government.
Absolutely.
I think too many people, they take the passive route And they wait for government to, they don't realize that they are government. And they have to make government do what they need government to do instead of the other way around.
Exactly. It's like getting up and walking out every single day and letting your legs tell you where you're going to go. Instead of your brain and your body and your common sense.
Right.
Because law was founded, it was common law. It was based on what made sense.
Right.
And even if that wasn't the case, it was based on ancient traditions and ancient cultures that existed long before any of these divisions that we create. So if it was based on that foundation that there is a system that the people can engage with each other in order so that you don't need to be governed if you can govern yourselves. And that's what happened, is we lost our ability to govern ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I look at this body, when I look at my people, our people, all people, we have to stop being willing to give our power to people who have abused it.
Mm-hmm.
And who have otherwise devalued the vote.
Preach.
That we elected.
Preach.
For them to serve as our voice.
I'm going to get my church fan out here in a minute. Preach, preach.
And so all I'm saying is, this is what happens when you create a new system, when you have a, when you declare your independence.
Mm.
You have to figure out how to build from, now that you're free, now what? Free to do what?
You know, teacher, I know this may sound trite and cliche, but I really sometimes wonder if people have ever really grasped this concept that they are free. I talk to people sometimes, and you think you'd be talking to somebody back in 1939 is because there's a mindset. That freedom thing hasn't sank in yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's what one of the things I try to do on this show is to change mindsets. And we have to admit also that even though these documents, that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, there have been some people who have hijacked that. They have nefarious purposes. And when you look at the whole capitalistic system, I've seen evangelicals all of a sudden who they hold the Bible in such high esteem, all of a sudden they have bent themselves into pretzels and really desecrated this very document. They're supposed to be their living testament of how to live.
Mm-hmm.
My point is that the free people of the world have to continue to, one, assert themselves. They have to organize among themselves, because there are people out there, no matter how many times you see it written or declared, that do not want you to be free. Period.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my story.
Well, you know, what I say is the people have to remember the very documents that this country says governs the people. And once the government stops working for the people, it says when the government becomes destructive of the ends of the people that elected it, it says it is our right of the people to abolish or alter it, to institute a new government. Because once you have given your power to something that is now biting and trying to consume you, you have to figure out what you are going to do to change that, because you do have the power, because you are the people, because you have declared yourselves to be the people, and you've declared yourself to be free people.
Wow. Teacher, you are, as always, I call her the non-lawyer. Now, she knows she's a lawyer. She's good at what she does. But boy, she got bigger. She has bigger ambitions, and she has more of a deep purpose. Teacher, we're going to take a quick break and come back. You're going to let people know how to find out more about you and your service and the enterprises that you're working on. Folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about influencer marketing. There's one guy got so mad at the influencers, he said he's going to double the price. Not only is he not going to give him a discount, he's going to double the price. I'm going to hear about that story and more coming up after the break. Marketing Pulpit, we'll be right back after the break.
News Talk 1450 WOLA. At Nelly's, we believe free-range living is good for hens and kids alike. Let's listen in.
Okay, we're playing backyard stadium rules. The fence post is first base, second base is the tree, and the doghouse is third. Now, she might chase you because home plate is her chew toy. A home run is anything that hits the house, and the Smith's pool is an out. Now, let's talk teams. Jake hit a growth spurt this year.
Nelly's, free-range eggs for free-range living. Available at Safeway.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment.
Does that include dinner at that new French place?
Yep, 4% cash back there.
How about bowling with my friends?
Yeah, 4% cash back on that too.
Nice.
And that'll be a rewarding weekend. Because with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% on dining and entertainment. So when you go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
You can prevent wildfires.
For news that's close to home. Listen, WOL News Talk 1450 AM and 95.9 FM.
All right, folks, are you free? Are you just playing free? Are you imprisoning somebody else? Are you imprisoning yourself? I gave the example. I'm going to keep giving this. Don't be a prison to these material trappings, trying to live like the Joneses and keeping up with everybody else. You're just creating a prison of your own making. You have to understand what's important to you. And go for it. You'll be amazed when you are true to self how the stars just line up. You start attracting people that think like you do. Doors open up, and behind those doors are people that think like you. Mm. But when you're trying to be somebody else, you don't get that advantage. There's an old saying I keep saying, and I heard it many times. Be you. Everybody else is already taken. So, Deja, wrap it up and let us know how people can find out more about your service, please, dear.
Well, just to wrap it up, I do want to remind people that when we have a system of laws, we also need to be careful about who we choose to enforce these laws, mm-hmm. because we're also giving them power.
Right.
And we're giving them power to cause other people to do things that they wouldn't otherwise want to do.
Right.
That's how you enforce a law.
Amen.
Is you give someone the power to make someone act a certain way. So as a lawyer, what I would say to the communities that are over-policed, stop calling the police on each other for unnecessary reasons.
Wow.
Like, stop lying and saying someone did something when they didn't.
Wow.
Because you bring more heat than you need. Mm. You bring that level of enforcement to your own community. So again, vote, stop killing each other. Okay. Try to stay out of the justice system, because justice looks like whoever's distributing it at the point. So always remember that. And if you have any questions about the areas that I talked about family law, criminal law, personal injury, or the law in general, my phone number is 301-744-7996. My website is www.tshillmanlaw.com. And if you cannot afford the usual rates that attorneys charge, there's an organization of attorneys called LEAP, which stands for Legal Equity and Power. And you can find them at myleaplawyer.com. And they may be able to provide some legal assistance for you at a lower cost than you would probably expect.
Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Teacher, as always, you bring it. Appreciate having you on the show.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Also, let's support our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. If you have location needs, if you're starting a company, you've got a business going on out there, you need some place to hang your hat, call BLE Suites at 301-322-1700 or go to BLESuites.com. They have answering services. They have meeting room. They have suites you can rent by the hour, by the week, or you can even get into a lease. Stop meeting folks out on the corner. You can do that for a minute, but at some point, you got to start looking like a real business. And call them at 301-322-1700 or go to BLESuites.com. They have three locations, one in National Harbor, one in Largo, Maryland, and one over in College Park, which is a hub zone, BLE Suites. They have all of your business needs. And if you need somebody to help you get off the ground and on the good foot, call Miss Bernadette K. Clay at BLE Suites. Bernadette, Langston, and Eddie, family-owned business, they are free. They are living the American dream. They are really the manifestation of economic freedom. And I'm proud to have them as a sponsor of the show. We're going to talk about influencer marketing. We try to bring you a topic of interest every week on really trying to open your eyes to some of the things that are going on in the marketing arena. We're going to talk about influencer marketing for a minute. What is influencer marketing? First of all, influencer marketing, even though it's kind of new to most people, they think it's new. They think it's a new concept, but it's been around. I've been doing influencer marketing really. I think back to the days when I was in the food industry and one of my biggest clients, we would advertise. We were doing radio advertising, and we would not advertise unless we had one of the most popular hosts on that particular station endorsing the product, because we understand the impact of influence. We can have some Joe Blow or somebody from the company on there talking about the product, but it would not have, you know, a fraction of the impact if we have somebody who has influence promoting that product. And so this concept, which has been around for years, has now has been given new life and new potency thanks to social media. So really, influencer marketing is a type of marketing that focuses on using key leaders to drive your brand's message to the larger audience. So instead of going directly to the consumer, you go to that influencer. And that influencer goes to the community because he already or she has their ear already. One of the reasons that people are doing influencer marketing now, because plain and simple, some of the conventional types of advertising are just not working anymore. People want authenticity. They don't want to see the same old trick, the same old ads. And most consumers now, they have become what we call, they have advertising fatigue. They're just tired of folks advertising to them. So what they're doing, if they're already tuned in to somebody who has their ear, let's just say some people may call me a poor man's influencer. I have quite a few people that actually listen to me, and they take my word as gospel. So, and somebody who's interested in influencer marketing would come say, "Hey, Robert Gatewood, you are preaching exactly to the people who would be interested in my product and service. So instead of doing traditional advertising, why don't I come to you and let you speak it for me?" That's like a low-level grade of influencer marketing. But there are folks out there who have a lot more influence and can wield it much more effectively than me. And that's why influencer marketing has become a really one of the fads right now. It's one of the latest crazes when it comes to advertising and promoting your business. Now, think about this. There's, in the old days, traditional advertising, it has almost become the noise, because there's conversations going on already right now between influencers and their base. They're talking about everything. So advertising really interrupts that flow. Mm. So instead of interrupting the flow, you want to get in the flow by way of influencer marketing. Now, trust.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and that's really why this thing has become so big. Trust is the driving force behind influencer marketing. If I don't know you, I might not trust you. But if I know you, I've been following you, if I have a million people out there, 50,000 people out there, 10,000 people out there that are following me religiously, that means that there is a level of trust. And they're going to trust what I ask them to do. They feel like Gatewood is not going to tell me to do something that's going to hurt me. He's probably done the research. He's a good guy. I follow him. I like him. He influences me. So now when a product comes along and I'm starting to talk about that product, I'm more likely to buy it than listening to a regular 60-second ad. Now, some of the components of a influencer marketing is you have to plan your strategy like anything. Marketing is really about strategy and planning, and influencer marketing is no different. And then you have to identify, select, and recruit the right influencer. Every influencer is not for every product or every audience. It's like marketing 101. It gets down to the audience. Who is the audience? Now, there are ways you can find these influencers. You can Google. There are databases out here. There's marketplaces. There's networks. And then once you find somebody, then you start the process of bringing that person in as an influencer to promote your products and services. Now, the influencers, however, some of them actually go out and find people. So you may get a knock on your door from an influencer one day and say, "Look, I've got this long list of people that are listening to me every day. How about giving me either some product, some free product, or some money to promote your service?" And that's one of those news articles that I heard about recently. Some people are pushing back on these influencers. There's a guy that has an ice cream shop, and an influencer contacted him and said, look, I want, if you give me free ice cream for this party they have coming up, then I will promote you to my circle of to my followers. And this guy was like, I'm not giving you any free ice cream. And secondly, I'm so against influencers, I'm going to charge you twice for the ice cream if you decide to buy.
Oh, wow.
So everybody is not into influencers.
That's just petty.
So it went back and forth. But another instance happened where a young lady, she tried to get a photographer to do her wedding for free. One of the influencers contacted her photography shop and really talked badly about her because she would not do it. So this influencer thing is touching many businesses, touching many lives. Now, the different types of influencers, celebrity influencers, we probably know about those, high quality content creators, people that create good content. Then we have promotional influencers, these people who do the high buzz, they build buzz through promotion. And then we have brand ambassadors. You can actually be an influencer, a low-level influencer. Let's say if you talking about a certain diet plan, you have like an affiliate program, and you have like a YouTube platform, you're comparing diet plans. If you get very, very big followers from one of those particular diet plans, one of those companies may contact you to be a brand ambassador, which is basically another form of influence. Content, of course, is important when it comes to influencing, making sure you have the content. And one of the things we also want to always do when it comes to marketing is know the KPI, that's the key performance indicators, what we call analytics. You want to determine the dollar value, and you want to understand the audience, and then what value you get from that content, and you calculate it. It's called the total media value of your content influencer campaign. If you need help with this, contact me and my company at Gatewood Marketing. You can call me at 301-839-2836. This is just one of the many services that we help people with over at Gatewood Marketing. We do more than just sit there and design logos and create websites. We are actually a business development and strategy company. And please call me if you have any questions about this. I want to thank everybody for joining and tuning in today. Thank you again, teacher.
Thank you.
As always, looking forward to having you back on the show soon. I want to thank my interns for coming in today, helping me out and following me around. I hope they were able to pick up a nugget or two. And also, we'll be back next week at the same time here on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. The number here is 1-800-450-7876. My company is 301-839-2836. And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing. Do it at the right time. And you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
News that's close to home. Close to home. Listen, WOL News Talk 1450 AM and 95.9 FM.
Good morning, folks. I'm Earl Kirk. Here's the latest from NewsOne.com, brought to you by...